Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Russian authorities say at least 9 people have been killed and 50 others injured in an explosion on the metro system in the city of St. Petersburg. Russian media reported that the blast took place at the Sinaia Square metro station in the city's center. Russia's anti-terrorism committee says an explosive device at another St. Petersburg metro station has been deactivated. All metro stations in Russia's second-largest city have been shut down. Russian President Vladimir Putin said investigators looking into the incident are considering all possibilities, including terrorism. He said the law enforcement and the security services are working and will do everything to get to the bottom of what happened and give a complete assessment. And the local government and the federal government, if needed, will take measures to provide support to the families of the deceased and injured citizens of our country. President Donald Trump hosts Chinese President Xi Jinping at the U.S. leader's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida on Thursday and Friday. Their two-day summit will undoubtedly focus on North Korea and its nuclear program. Threats and sanctions, including China's recent cutoff of coal imports, have failed to deter Pyongyang's drive to become a nuclear-armed power. U.S. experts warn North Korea is planning its 6th nuclear test. Tokyo called a February North Korean ballistic missile launch over the Sea of Japan intolerable. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A senior White House official says Jared Kushner, the son-in-law and senior advisor to President Trump, is in Iraq. Kushner is traveling with General Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. That's according to a statement by Dunford's office. The statement said the purpose of the visit is to meet with Iraqi leaders, senior U.S. advisors, and visit with U.S. forces in the field to receive an update on the status of the fight against Islamic State. President Trump meets with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi Monday at the White House. It's the Egyptian leader's first official visit to the presidential mansion. Former U.S. President Barack Obama froze aid to Cairo after Egypt's military, led by then-General Sisi, overthrew Egypt's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi, in 2013. Sisi was elected to the presidency a year later. Obama did not invite Sisi to the White House and was critical of the military regime's crackdown on the Muslim Brotherhood, which Morsi represented as president. Sisi regards the Brotherhood as a terrorist group. Colombia is searching for survivors and assessing the devastation after torrential rains caused rivers to overflow and create mudslides that destroyed homes in Macoa. More than 200 people were killed and many others were injured. Colombia's president, Juan Manuel Santos, declared a public health and safety emergency. VOA's Larissa Hoke reports.
The region was hit by torrential rainfall on Friday, causing rivers to overflow and inundate the area. Survivors say they were completely unprepared for the extent of the disaster.
I'd rather not remember those moments. It's a real trauma, because Mocoa was entirely destroyed.
But the human toll is hardest to bear.
To see friends crying, others shouting, asking for help, and to see people taken away in sheets, others in bags.
Hundreds of residents huddled in shelters Sunday, nearly all without water, electricity, or gas. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Senate is facing a string of key votes this week over President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Neil Gorsuch. Democratic opposition to the conservative 49-year-old jurist is mounting. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is vowing that one way or another, Gorsuch will be confirmed in the coming days to fill the 9th seat on the Supreme Court, left vacant by the death more than a year ago of Justice Antonin Scalia, a conservative stalwart on the court for 3 decades. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.